This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And where can they go for more information?
Getting pre-approved, you can go to bankofamerica.com/mortgage to find a mortgage loan officer who can pre-approve you. That means that you have credit approval, and a lot of realtors and sellers won't even entertain you seeing the home unless you have that pre-approval. That tells them that you're a serious buyer and that you can actually afford the home.
Well, Kathy Cummings has been with us. She's the Affordable Housing Programs Executive for Bank of America Home Loans Neighborhood Lending Team. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. Great information.
Thank you, Bill.
At this point, and tragically, it's also been deadly flooding. At least 6 people have died in the past week. In Iraq, the battle for Fallujah continues. And now the UN Children's Fund is issuing a stark warning to Iraqi troops and Islamic State terrorist fighters alike. In the battle for Fallujah, they're asking, spare the children, the most vulnerable among the tens of thousands of civilians still trapped inside the embattled city. Some Senate Republicans want to remove a controversial provision from a defense bill that would require women to register for the draft. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The provision is part of the Senate's annual defense policy bill, but Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee has filed an amendment to remove it. Senator Lee's amendment also would block any court, including the U.S. Supreme Court, from hearing any cases on who is required to register for the draft with the Selective Service System. The amendment is backed by GOP Senators Ted Cruz, Jim Inhofe, Ben Sasse, and Roger Wicker. The discussion about the draft comes after Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced in December that the Pentagon would be opening all combat roles to women.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. The Senate resumes debate on the bill next week. A D.C. Council committee is scheduled to vote today on a bill that would raise the minimum wage. The bill began as a proposal to raise the minimum hourly rate to $15 an hour. It was revised downward, though, to have a less dramatic impact on the city's restaurants. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or your 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. But with the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can see them anytime. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% five-star satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. You can trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call Augusta today, toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
You could call it a modern marvel of engineering. The world's longest and deepest rail tunnel has officially opened in Switzerland after almost 20 years of construction.
The tunnel has cost Switzerland over $12 billion. During its construction, enough rock was excavated to build 6 Egyptian pyramids. But the Swiss are sure it is worth it. The heavy lorries which trundle through their alpine valleys, over 1 million of them a year, should now move to rail.
That's the BBC's Imogen Folks reporting. Mitsubishi has reached a settlement with thousands of victims of forced labor during World War II. About 40,000 Chinese were brought to Japan in the early 1940s as forced workers to make up for a domestic labor shortage. Under the agreement, Mitsubishi Materials will pay the equivalent of $15,000 to each of the more than 3,000 Chinese victims and their families. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. It could be the largest hack ever of a social media site, according to Wally Hines.
Someone hacked into MySpace and made off with millions of user logins and passwords from before 2013. Last week, someone believed to be the Russian cyber criminal known as Peace offered 360 million MySpace usernames for sale. If true, it would be the largest breach ever recorded.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. President Obama urging the public to prepare for the coming hurricane season and warning against what he says is growing complacency.
It is every citizen's responsibility to be prepared for a disaster. and that means taking proactive steps, like having an evacuation plan.
After meeting with FEMA experts yesterday, the president said the government plays a vital role in protecting people from increasingly powerful weather. More details on these stories at Town.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Well, the sun is rising over most of America. How you doing? This is Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show and how you connect with our 280-some affiliates across this country, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, Chris Farrell is with us right now, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. And we want to talk about this recent grant from two federal court judges. A Judicial Watch was able to be granted discovery into the Clinton email matter. And Chris is here to explain it all to us. Chris Farrell, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing well, Bill. Great to be on with you.
Hey, always, Judicial Watch, you guys continue to be the vanguard on this whole situation with FOIA requests and, keeping this up front as much as possible, even though Bernie Sanders says, look, we've had enough with these emails. The fact of the matter is the public has a right to know, and although some people might be a little war-weary in hearing about the Clinton emails, this is what the Clinton campaign is hoping for, is that just people just get weary and tired of hearing about it and think it's no big deal, but it's been like a slow drip torture of information being released. That this is very problematic, no doubt about it.
Well, there's two things your listeners should know. Number one, what we're discussing is a national security crime, and specifically, anybody who's really interested should Google up Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 793, which has to do with the mishandling of national defense information. That's what happened with Mrs. Clinton and her outlaw server. The Inspector General of the Intelligence Community has already identified 22 top secret code word emails that went across that server, an unsecured server, and that information has been lost to outside intelligence, foreign intelligence organizations from China, Russia, for that matter, the Germans, the Israelis, any of the other kind of first world intelligence services. Mm. That's the greatest threat to our country right off the bat. But number two has to do with the R litigation, which is to obtain the records and documents that Mrs. Clinton absconded with. She left office with them and hid them for 2 years and then destroyed at least half of them. Those records belong to you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
They're public records and documents, and there's a law, the Freedom of Information Act, which requires public officials like Mrs. Clinton to turn those records over, and that's what we're fighting for. We're taking sworn depositions of people like Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, and others to get to the bottom of it.
Exactly. Well, in a testimony that was just released, speaking of Cheryl Mills, her comment about the private email account was almost a smoking gun in and of itself. She says little thought was given to potential issues over private email. How can you have little thought over private email?
Yeah, it's reckless. It's an admission of reckless, irresponsible behavior, particularly from Mrs. Mills' case, and actually Mrs. Clinton. They're both attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
These are not uneducated bumpkins. These are very savvy, very politically aware women with decades in public service in the White House, in the Senate. You know, they didn't just kind of fall off the turnip truck last week. So
exactly.
The notion that they had no idea is just preposterous.
Well, even when you come into office, I mean, the Secretary of State, it's not like all of a sudden they just give you the keys to the office and walk away. I mean, there's a lot of orientation and indoctrination that takes place, especially relevant to top secret material.
Of course, and there's an entire professional staff of career government employees to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that, oh, gee, we just didn't know what we were doing, and we tried to do good things, and golly gee, we just couldn't do all the good things we thought we could. I mean, it's terribly disingenuous. It's very, I mean, it's their way of telling the American public that they think that the American public are morons. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Exactly. Well, Chris, you know, it's been said that if you want to know what somebody will do, look at what they've done. This seems to reflect a consistent pattern of the Clintons, where they want to do things their own way. They're very arrogant, and they're going to get around and circumvent the law at every turn, because it seems like scandals and Hillary Clinton seem to go hand in hand. I mean, this is like we're in a bucket of gum, and then you got these investigations that have been going on, it seems, endlessly to get down to the bottom of this, how even the administration has done everything they can to straight arm these committee investigations.
Well, they rely upon fatigue, right, that the public...
Yes.
Either gets tired, bored, whatever, but in some way everyone kind of shrugs and says, okay, never mind. They rely on that. They hope for it, you know, and they revel in the ambiguity of, was it just an email? Did other people do it? You know, any attempt to blur or muddy up the picture is what they rely on.
Well, Chris, we know that Judicial Watch's commitment, this is not inexpensive. I mean, your commitment to staff and everything, this gets to be pretty expensive. I mean, and the thing that's interesting here is, because she's Secretary of State, it's almost like we have to fight against ourselves. I mean, you know, they're using people's money to defend themselves, and then we have to come up with more money in a separate budget in order to fight this. Fight this cause, and like I said, Judicial Watch has been the vanguard of this, and whatever we can do to support your efforts, I want to remind our listeners that, look, you know, this show is about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and I want you to know, Chris, I'm grateful for you and what Tom and the rest of the staff have been committed to in, staying on top of this issue, regardless of the fatigue this battle. I mean, we got to get down to the truth of the matter of this whole situation and the risk that, you know, the irresponsible decisions that have taken place here, and that we need to understand that this is a serious issue.
Well, thanks to you and thanks to your listening audience that have supported us so strongly over the years. And rest assured, we don't forget, we don't go away, we don't quit. We just keep digging and digging until we get to the truth.
Well, Chris, how can people help out with Judicial Watch?
The best thing that folks can do to learn about all of our work and to support us is to go to our website, which is judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. And you can see all the stuff that we're involved in. And we post, any record or document we get, we post it. You can read the information for yourself and make your own decisions.
Exactly. Well, Chris, we got about a minute left here. In summary, what's around the corner? What do you see that, we're so close to answering here?
Well, we'll be taking the depositions of Huma Abedin and Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy in the next couple of weeks. We'll make all that information available to the public as well. So the government may not be very responsive to you, but we're doing that work for them.
Well, again, we're grateful for all the effort the Judicial Watch has been putting on behalf of We the People. Again, remind them of the email, of the website they can go to, Chris, for more information.
JudicialWatch.org, O-R-G.
Okay, Chris Farrell, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris, thank you so much for stopping in and give us an update on this important issue as the email scandal continues to be ferreted out. And, of course, with this news, the two federal court judges have granted Judicial Watch discovery into the Clinton email.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As peak real estate season continues, an inaugural Home Buyers Insights report from Bank of America revealed that first-time home buyers are prioritizing their long-term housing needs over the traditional starter home option. 75% of first-time buyers surveyed would prefer to bypass their starter home entirely and purchase a place that will meet their future needs, even if that means waiting to save more money. Furthermore, 35% of first-time buyers surveyed hope to retire in the home they're planning to buy. Steve Boland, Head of Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
We're living in a time where new homebuyers are more aware than ever of what it means to make a large investment like buying a home. Whether it's a desire to pay off prior debts first or a preference to plant their long-term roots early, it's clear that potential buyers want to thoroughly plan ahead before buying their first home.
For more insights into what first-time homebuyers are looking for this season, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now.
Well, it's time for us to do something. Bill Martinez. Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bill Martinez with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and it is time to talk, let's talk racing, huh? Motorcycle racing, Flat Track's newest bike, and what it's going to take to win this year's X Games, the AMA Pro Grand National Champion X Games medalist. We got the Bullet back with us, Brad the Bullet Baker, here to break it all down and tell us more about what's going on there at the Flat Track Race X Games in Austin. Brad, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show again. It's always nice to be here.
Hey, well, we got some X Games excitement coming up, and here you are. You're ready to tear it up at the Circuit of the Americas, code as they say, as you're going for the gold medal during Harley-Davidson's second annual flat track race at X Games Austin. So break it down for us. What can we look forward to?
Yeah, man, I'm super excited to be here in Austin celebrating Harley-Davidson's new motorcycle and also the X Games and all the great events at that. But especially flat track for me, it's great to be back for a second year. It's awesome. We had a great time here last year. The X Games is just an amazing experience, and you know, people are in for a treat between flat track and all the other great events. You know, flat track, we're going to be going side by side, almost 100 miles per hour, adrenaline packed. You know, it's going to be a good race. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I always like our time together, Brad, because it just adrenalizes me. I mean, you know.
Well, that's a good thing, man. I mean, I like to wear off on people like that, and I think motorcycle racing, motorcycle riding in general is that same common thrill of getting that that thrill.
Well, tell us about, you mentioned Harley-Davidson's newest bike. Tell us about the Flat Track's newest bike.
Yeah, it's called the XG750R. It's the newest bike that Flat Track's had, and it's for Harley-Davidson. It hasn't had a new flat track racing bike in over 40 years. It's based off the revolutionary XB twin engine that comes based in the 750 Street, it's a great power plant for a race bike, and the bike's made an awesome debut so far.
Well, there's quite a competitive field. They all want the gold, and of course, hopefully they're just chasing you, but not catching up to the Bullet, right, Brad?
Well, that's the plan, man. We always come to win, and we always come to just do the best I can, and hopefully where the cart's ball will be everybody chasing me around the racetrack. That's the goal.
Exactly. Well, I understand Ben Ferguson gets to fill the throttle a little bit. I mean, you did some snowboarding at the last X Games when we talked. You were going to be on the snowboard, and now it's his turn to fill the throttle, huh?
Yeah, no, it's definitely his turn to get a little bit uncomfortable and out of his element, just like I was when I went to Aspen and got on a snowboard, and he showed me the ropes a little bit on how to get it down a mountain safely, and everything went well. And now it's just time to roll on the throttle and learn how to ride a flat track racing motorcycle. It was a cool opportunity for both of us. And, you know, it just goes to show, you know, you can get taken out of your element, and, you know, anybody, if I can learn how to ride a snowboard and he can learn how to ride a motorcycle, that, you know, people can learn new sports, whether it's, doesn't have to be going for the X Games. It can just be having fun and get out on a motorcycle and learn how to ride. And, you know, there's cool places all around the United States. You know, Harley-Davidson has a really cool offer with their Harley-Davidson Ride Academy that you can go to any dealership nationwide or go to hd-.com, learn to ride and get off the couch and get on a motorcycle and learn something new.
Yeah, there's nothing like the experience whatsoever, and the Harley-Davidson, with them offering the Riding Academy benefit, I mean, this is awesome. This makes motorcycle riding that much more safer and enjoyable, doesn't it, Brad?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, you should always go to a good trainer no matter what you're doing, and having something like riding a motorcycle, it's definitely crucial to go to a good training facility, and Harley-Davidson definitely provides that with the Harley-Davidson Ride Academy and makes it readily accessible. You know, there's dealerships all nationwide, and it makes it pretty easy to sign up at h-d.com to learn to ride and learn more about it and just, you know, get out and do something fun, and there's nothing better than open road and riding motorcycles.
Well, if we can brag a little bit more on Harley, their new Live Your Legend marketing campaign, and for you, Brad, how riding a motorcycle has had an impact on your life. I mean, you're running around with your hair on fire at the X Games, but you also have those moments just to go out there and enjoy the open road and being on a bike. There's just nothing like it, is there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's riding a motorcycle has basically created my life, and it has made me have more richer, better experiences. You know, getting out and living your legacy, get out on a motorcycle and have fun and live up to what you've always wanted to do. It's what it's all about. And motorcycle riding has created some really, really deep bonds between friends and I on motorcycles, and it can do the exact same thing for you.
Exactly. Well, Brad, you're the third youngest Grand National Champion in the history of the sport. You know, what does that mean to you? I mean, does that really sink in? You know, I mean, you've enjoyed an incredible amount of success early in your career, and here you are, the youngster, and, you know, the rest of the guys, of course, you know, as you say, they're chasing you and going, what is this young guy doing here, man? We're chasing this guy, and you know, you're really causing them to accelerate and stay on top of their game.
Yeah, no, it feels great, man. I had success early in my career, and you know, I've always been one to strive for going for my goals and succeeding them early, and I was fortunate enough to do so. And there's still a bunch of goals that I still have set forth on me, and you know, you're only as good as your last race. So, you know, I try to keep on my toes and put the pressure on myself to keep excelling. But, you know, there are some seasoned veterans that are having to step up their game because of the way I ride, and also there's some other good young up and coming riders that are right behind me and wanting to do the same thing. So it's all about that competitiveness, and you know, we got plenty of it in Harley Davidson flat track racing.
Exactly. Well, Brad, you know, speaking of these young bloods that are just, you know, right behind you, and, they're trying to chase you down as best they can. And here you are traveling, you know, with these people and, you know, probably talking to people who are in the stands that just are absolutely addicted to X Games. And, you know, what kind of questions are they asking of you? Because I imagine some of these people say, look, I want to get out of the stands. I want to get there on the flat track.
Yeah, you know, there's some people that have been really intrigued on flat track here recently, and especially because of the X Games. You know, there's lots of ways, you know, and, you know, I think best way to learn how to ride a motorcycle is to start by doing it safely, and then obviously maybe transfer your skills on to the racetrack. But Harley Davidson Ride Academy, where you can go to any dealership nationwide and learn how to ride a motorcycle, is a good way to do it. And then obviously with Harley Davidson Direct Connect with Flat Track Racing, that's a pretty easy tie to get into it. You know, and it's a fast-paced sport, but it's relatively safe for anybody to come out and try. You know, you don't have to go as fast as I do to have fun. So, no, there's some ways to get out and do it pretty easily, really.
Yeah, and it's great fun to watch, no doubt about it. Brad the Bullet Baker has been with us. Brad, where can the good folks go for more information?
You can go to HarleyDavidson.com and learn a lot about Harley Davidson and flat track racing there, or you can go to h-g.com, learn to ride. And there's also another good promotion for military service men and women,
yes.
Both current and former, and they're throwing out a free free learn to ride. Go to any Harley Davidson Ride Academy, and you can learn to ride for free for
that's,
all you've done for our country. So
that's awesome.
hd.com/American History.
You got it. Brad the Bullet Baker on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Brad. All the best, buddy.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or 280-some affiliates or via shortwave around the world out of WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee, we welcome you all to Bill Martinez Live. Great to have you along with us. With us right now is Jenna Mall, Deputy Director of the United States Justice Action Network. Jenna, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about, the conversation is, ramping up more and more as it should regarding justice reform. And we want to make sure that as comprehensive as an issue as this is and a needed conversation, that we're really careful about the facts here, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? Senator Tom Cotton gave a speech the week before last, and he highlighted, I think, some very important issues. We absolutely should be concerned about violent crime. We absolutely should be concerned about keeping our streets safe. But here's our problem. Mm-hmm. Our current federal correction system costs $8 billion of taxpayer money every single year. And half of all inmates that come out get rearrested. It's not working. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple, the status quo is not working, and we've got to be doing better. And that's where we diverge from Tom Cotton.
Well, and that's a good point right there, and just in terms of a broad brush, that there should be accountability. I've maintained that we the people should expect, I call it a return on investment. And, you know, it's kind of a free market term, but, you know, for all that money, what are we doing here? Are we just, are we doing a better job at creating more sophisticated criminals and hardly touching the recidivism rate? So we're just kind of, you know, glossing this thing over as opposed to saying, look, we're spending a lot of money here, and people should be better, not worse, right?
You know, you're absolutely right. And I think the phrase that you used is the perfect one, getting our money's worth. That's what we should get from our prison system, just like every other agency that we, the taxpayers, pay for. And, you know, the states have really showed us the way on this. Like usual, the states are doing the right thing, and the federal government should be looking to them. Texas and Georgia and Utah and South Carolina, all of these states reformed their prison systems to get the maximum benefit, maximum public safety benefit from every single dollar that we put into their system.
Well, Jenna, give us some examples of what these states are doing, because the people need to be aware of this, because, you know, in a I guess in a culture and what our federal government has become, I call it the government of everything. It has overstretched itself, and it thinks that this kind of one-size-fits-all mentality that comes out of D.C., it just doesn't fit. I mean, the beauty of the states and the way our founders designed this republic to operate, these are great laboratories, and we're getting some great information. But if we're going to ignore those results, then the rest of us are going to pay a huge price, not to mention the criminals. And those that we're trying to help, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, the common theme across all the states that have worked on this issue is accountability. They decided to finally hold these offenders accountable for the crimes that they were committing. And the tricky thing here is that prison is actually one of the easiest things to do. You know, you go in there, three hots and it's hot, there's not much else you have to do. That's what a lot of offenders would pick if we gave them the choice. Mm-hmm. And so what Texas did and what Utah did and what South Carolina did and dozens of other states is they said, you know what, instead of prison, we're going to make you get a job. And we're going to make you go to weekly meetings. We're going to make you get drug treatment. Or we're going to make you pay your fees and your fines. And sometimes we're going to put you in prison and then make you do all that stuff. And that's where to drive down crime rates and recidivism rates in these states.
Well, the other thing, too, Jenna, that I've been reading about is that in some of these states, they've realized how important the core family still plays, the role that it plays, that, you know, we have to be careful. Yes, they're incarcerated. They're away from the family, but we still need to kind of promote that family unit because where that seems to be stronger, that seems to have an effect on the recidivism rate as well. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And a lot of states are playing with, you know, kind of reentry programming and some other things that they can do when people come out of prison to put them back in their homes and make them prosperous and law-abiding citizens that are providing for themselves and their families. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That means that not only are they going to stop committing crimes, but it also means that they're not going to be in our social welfare system either. The taxpayers are saving even more money. Communities are even safer. You know, one state, Texas, when they turn around their system, they saved $2 billion already, and they're close to saving $3 billion. So I think that's something the federal government really needs to start looking at and really start considering.
Well, speaking of the federal government, Senator Cotton addressed, you know, mandatory minimums for a slew of federal crimes. What's your position on his statement there?
I understand, you know, his cautiousness around this issue, and I think it's important to be cautious. Just like you said at the top of the interview, we have to be really careful when we're dealing with this issue. But the authors of this legislation have really walked a fine line. Number one, all violent, all serious, all repeat offenders are going to continue to have very lengthy sentences in federal prison. Nothing is changing there. For drug offenders, and these are going to be drug offenders who didn't use a gun, drug offenders who are low level, you know, kind of maybe street dealers, maybe mules, not the guys getting rich off of this problem. They're going to have, instead of a 20-year mandatory minimum sentence, a 15-year mandatory minimum sentence. So it's a minor adjustment. And what that 5 years means is two things. One, we'll be saving some money. You know, because after 15 years, we're not going to get any more public safety benefit from that increased marginal cost. So taxpayers will save some money. Number two, we can focus those people on reentry and getting them into the communities in a safe and effective way, getting them back to work, getting them back with their families, whatever it is that their individual case needs. And so the authors of this legislation have walked that line to make sure we're incarcerating serious and violent offenders for a very long period of time and giving people who earn a second chance, and they have to earn it, mm-hmm. a chance to get out and have a law-abiding life.
Well, even when you're still talking 15 years, that's a lot of time. And I'm sure they're looking at this across the board in terms of, like you say, if you're a serious repeat offender, you know, you're in. I mean, that's all. You know, you've got a lifetime pass. There's just not a whole lot we can do for you. But those that are a lower level, that I would think that's the low-lying fruit that really starts to demonstrate some return on investment and, some turnaround here, don't you say?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. These are the people that the states have shown us can go back home safely. They can go back to work safely. That we, the taxpayers, don't have to be paying to lock them up. You know, it costs about $80 a day to incarcerate someone in the federal system. If they can safely be at home, I personally would rather save that $80.
Exactly, right. Well, not to mention the fact of what it could mean, you know, for the family unit and holding the family unit together. I mean, there's research that would indicate that, we've got to have a higher regard for the significance of the family unit.
Yeah, you know, I think the estimate is about 2.7 million children have a parent behind bars right now. And what that means, as you know, is that family unit has been damaged. And so I think that we have a responsibility to, after we punish people for their crimes, give them the chance to go back to their families and earn the chance to build that back up again.
Yes. Well, you also state that you got to be specific about offenders. And this is what we're touching on here right now. You say approximately 8% of the federal prison population consists of individuals who were sent to federal prison for a violent offense. 48% of drug offenders in federal prison and 1/3 of all offenders had little or no prior criminal history. So sometimes you got to be careful when you generalize and you look at this. Yes, we want to do something about crime. We want to, you know, make our home, our neighborhoods, safe again and get a good return on investment here. But we need to, you know, this is an opportunity for us to be a lot wiser and more strategic about this specific issue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was one of the things that Sarah Cotton said. And again, I certainly understand his concerns. But when you say that everyone in prison is violent, I think that really belies the issue. And honestly, between us, I think it's a little offensive to crime victims to characterize all crime as the same.
Exactly.
And so I think one of the things, so one of the things that we have to do is make sure that we're saying, if you're a violent prisoner, we're going to treat you one way. If you've earned a second chance, we're going to recognize that as well.
Exactly. Jenna Mall, Deputy Director of USJAN. Jenna, thank you so much for being with us. Good stuff here. Keep us surprised of what's going on, and we'll keep talking about it and make sure people are more well aware of what's going on and the potential benefit as well.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. Cooking a delicious homemade meal for your family has never been easier, thanks to the new line of Ragu Homestyle Pasta Sauces. While it may sound daunting and time-consuming to prepare dinner after a long day at work, it doesn't have to be. To make cooking easier, Ragu has launched a new line of Ragu Homestyle Sauces that have a heartier texture and bolder flavor. The ingredients are peeled, chopped, and simmered to perfection. The result is a thicker and heartier sauce that hugs pasta perfectly, making it an easy choice for family meals. Even the most demanding home cook would be proud to serve new Ragu Homestyle Sauces to their family, including Tamara Morey Housley, co-host of TV's The Real.
I'm a busy mom of two young children, but I make it a priority to set aside time to connect with my family over meals almost every day, and products like Ragu Homestyle Sauces help me do that easily.
If you're looking for summer meal inspiration, check out lifestyle influencer Honeysuckle's YouTube channel for delicious grilled chicken parmesan recipe.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could
move. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, it's great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to be in the running for that new DVD Blu-ray that's come out on The Young Messiah, make sure you send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me, Martinez, put me in the hot. I want to be in the running for that free DVD. Why not? It's just that easy. Just send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com, and you could be the winner, 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 chicken dinner. And speaking of which, we got the big winner with us right now, James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, Johnny Depp could only be so lucky, right?
Oh, my goodness. I feel a lot of sympathy for Johnny Depp because it's almost like a perfect storm of bad incidents happening all in a week.
Yes.
This guy, he's had to deal with the passing of his mother, the end of his marriage, allegations of spousal abuse, and a bomb at the box office. And this is a guy that doesn't need a bomb at the box office. So it's a terrible string of events, and it kind of shows us, you know, the power of bad PR, of bad publicity hitting. It's a business story as well as an entertainment story.
Yeah, without a doubt, James. I mean, 1-2-3 punches right in a row, and Disney can handle it. I mean, it's been good to be Disney for so long. Maybe it was bound sooner or later that Disney would get some bad news at the box office. But you can't help but feel that Johnny Depp's world is falling out from underneath him right now.
Well, it has, and to add to it, I mean, look. This movie, Alice Through the Looking Glass, premiered over the last weekend. Well, on the Friday before the weekend, his estranged wife, Amber Heard, goes into court to get a restraining order against Johnny Depp, brings in a photo of a bruised face, claims, you know, that he had a tirade, and there was a, and Depp wasn't there because he was out promoting the movie, but it was on the same day that the movie premiered. The judge granted that order, a restraining order against Depp, and there were headlines everywhere. And this is a $170 million film, you know, a big Disney sequel. It's a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I can't help but think that, you know, this publicity, it doesn't help Depp, you know, the things that have sort of just swirled around him and come out right before this film came out. People were expecting, the reason it's a business story is people in the industry were expecting the film to do between, say, 55 and 65 million on its debut weekend. Instead, it grossed 28 million.
That's about half the number. Wow,
yeah.
It's just huge.
And on a $170 million production budget, it looks like, I mean, the trades are calling it a flop. It looks like it's going to lose money. And here's the problem for Johnny Depp. If this film loses money, that's six flops in a row. It's hard to believe that someone with a marquee name like Johnny Depp could survive in Hollywood with six flops. But listen to this. He made his last winner was a sequel to The Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. That happened 5 years ago, in 2011. So he came out with that year, The Rum Diary. They followed that with Dark Shadows. People, if you haven't even heard of Dark Shadows, it was such a flop. The Lone Ranger, we've only heard about. That was like a record flop, almost $200 million in the red. Transcendence, pretty good movie, a good premise, a flop. Mordecai was supposed to be a comedy. The critics ravaged it, and now Alice Through the Looking Glass. So I'm sort of saying to you know, Johnny's had this tough week. He's such a great actor. He's a mixed bag on politics, but he's a great actor.
Yes.
I said, get the Jack Sparrow outfit. Get it out.
Yes, yeah, really.
Time for another Pirates of the Caribbean, whatever it is, Pirates of the Caribbean 8, if necessary. Mm. Get that Pirates movie going, because he needs Jack Sparrow just as much as the fans do.
Exactly. And anything that has Rum Diary in it, don't even revisit, okay? We're not going to do a Rum Diary part two, okay? Because that's what got him in trouble anyway, right?
Well, that's how he met Amber Heard, his present wife. Johnny Depp had a long, like a 14-year sort of live-in arrangement with his previous lady, had kids. He didn't have any kids, thankfully, with Amber Heard. That marriage was only, was less than a year and a half. So it's real.
Right, exactly.
I hate to see that sort of thing happen. But the problem in Hollywood with celebrities is that anything that they do in their private life, you know, they used to call this gossip, the gossip rags and whatever, but in the age of 24-hour cable, social media, things go viral.
TMZ,
TMZ is right there. And as a matter of fact, there's this whole issue with the restraining order. TMZ has reported the police visited the home of Johnny Depp and his wife Amber Heard to get a statement from her, and they didn't see any bruises on her face. She didn't want to file a police report. And so then the sources near Depp start this sort of tug of war. They're saying that it's a phony story, that she's just trying to blackmail Johnny Depp. And she goes on record today in one of the trades denying it. And it's one of this, it's not good for Johnny Depp's movie. You know, it's a family movie. It's not good for him. So it's not good for his life, you know. I hate to see that.
Right.
It was
well, on top of all this, you know, And like you say, James, I mean, him losing his mom, God only knows what's going through his mind. I mean, like you said, it's just been one thing after another. But, you know, I'm sure the biggest emotion, and God only knows what triggered all this stuff. But losing your mom, that's a tough deal.
No, it really is. That's what started it off. And then mm-hmm. he has this short-term marriage fall apart. And it looks like, you know, it was kind of one of these, I mean, Johnny Depp co-starred with Amber Heard. She's a very attractive young woman. I think he was taken with her. And it was one of those relationships that looked like it was fairly rocky fairly quickly into the relationship. They had that incident in Australia last year where they're still
right, exactly.
with the government over a criminal violation because Amber's two dogs, she has two terriers that she brought into the country illegally. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but it was blown up into a big deal because of the social media. It went viral, and I'm sure that didn't add, you know, it wasn't good for the relationship and all that. So it's ironic. Mm. Johnny Depp, who had the equivalent of a wife for 14 years but never married her, ends up embracing the institution of marriage for this short-term marriage, and now it appears to be coming apart.
Yeah, I mean, and she wants $50,000 a month in spousal support. And, I mean, she was like hitting the ground running. It's like, here's pictures of my face. I want protection here. I want a restraining order. I want $50,000 a month in spousal support. And he needs to go to mandatory anger management. And,
right.
Well, the judge gave her 1 out of 3 anyway, right?
That's right. No, I mean, the lawyer for Depp represented him well because Depp wasn't there. Because she was able to have the judge not put Depp into anger management, not give her the spousal support yet. But but the story's not over because I don't know what Depp was thinking as a very wealthy, successful actor, but he did not, as they normally do in marriages in Hollywood, he didn't do a prenuptial agreement.
No prenup.
No prenup,
James.
Which means
wow. Hey, he could have called you. You could that could have been a no-brainer consult for him. You'd only charge him $1 million for setting up that prenup for him.
You know, Johnny, you should have called me. But the main thing is, you hate to ever see a marriage, and a marriage is a beautiful gift from God, and you hate to see it end.
Amen. Right.
And you especially hate to see a guy go through all this. But then it affects business, and that's why I think Johnny Depp ought to get that Jack Sparrow thing going as soon as possible.
Yeah, he needs to change the momentum real quick. Exactly. I mean, Jack Sparrow lives. Bring him out. Revive him. And, you know, after six bad runs at the box office here, he needs some turnaround. Otherwise,
he ought to dress up as the character. And we have early mm-hmm. voting going on in California. He ought to go out and vote dressed as Jack Sparrow just to get people motivated to vote in California.
Yeah, maybe you can go to Sacramento, straighten some things out there, and you know, get those knuckleheads squared away. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know what it will take for Sacramento to get straightened out. It's almost to the point where, you know, Sacramento has the same agenda as North Korea these days.
Can I quote you on that? I mean, that's all we need. You imagine Jerry Brown with some keys to a nuclear weapon? Lord have mercy.
Yeah, well, Jerry Brown, compared to the legislature, the legislature makes Jerry Brown look conservative.
I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah. That's how strange things are in California. But Jerry
only in California. But, you know, hey, James, we're all done here.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.